Welcome to Life, Passion and Business. My name is Paul Harvey, and I'm looking for answers. What does it mean to be successful? What does it mean to have a good, well-lived life? This podcast is conversations with people that look like they have it sorted. This is number 00, as in the first. The thing that what this is all about. Why am I here? Why are we doing this? Okay, so this podcast is for anyone in business looking for answers. So what does that mean? Well, what does it mean to be successful? You know, there's a lot of pressure to be successful in this world, to be chomping at the bit to kind of move forward. You see, success tends to get measured by things. So you see on the internet, you'll see pictures of people buy fast cars or buy big houses, you know, normally with a swimming pool and with pretty attractive people around them. You know, it's this whole concept that success needs to be about stuff and money. And while these are all symbols of outward success and growth, there are times when money is a very poor measurement of value. The question is, how do we find balance in this world when there are so few examples of what success looks like without it being attached to things? That was my view of it, and we'll get to how I got there. But so on this show, you will get the chance and the opportunity to hear from people, hear stories from people who found their own solution. That is people who may be ordinary people, maybe extraordinary people who are living passionate, fulfilled lives, and they're expressing their passion through their business. So they could be successful. The success for them may have a different meaning than the big car or the big house. Yes, you will find tips here. You will find ideas and processes to support your life. You will find things that help you find and identify your passion and grow your business. So I invite you to join me on this journey towards greater meaning in your business and your life. But first, let's explore a bit more. Let me tell you more about where I've come from. And maybe we'll presuppose that with a question for you. Are you passionate about what you do? If yes, then reach out to me and let's chat, because you and I probably should be talking and you could be one of my guests. The point is, passion is one of those things that is very easy to find as young children. But as we get older, it seems to leave. It seems to get pushed down or disappears. And one of the routes to finding your passion is about self-review and introspection. You know, do you actually look at why you do what you do and see how it connects with that inner desire, that inner drive? You know, the question is, why did you start your business? Was it to focus that passion, or was it about making money? So my current role in life, if you like, to make my money, is a digital marketer. I support business in that idea of turning visitors or finding people and then becoming customers of that business. And we use digital techniques in the process of doing that. And I have to say that I have a love-hate with that relationship, with that business. There are times when I am very passionate about it and there are times when I'm not. And I started that business because I enjoyed the process of working it up and I recognised it could make me some money. And so that's kind of how I started. The two are quite well balanced, actually, for me. But I'll get more to that as I talk more about myself. You see, the point is, if you started your business purely out of a drive or a passionate drive, then while you might be very fulfilled in terms of that process, you probably won't make any money. And unless you've got some form of self-support, you know, your passion project's going to be quite short-lived. And of course, if it's the other way, if you started a project purely and simply to make money, then at some point it will become quite hollow and you will lose interest, or even some people do, they sabotage their businesses because they just lose interest. The point is, I guess, what this is all about is, does your work feed your life? And are you engaged with your passion? Are you creating the life you want, or are you letting life take you on a journey? So let's talk about my life and my journey and where I came from. So I am in my 50s and I started life in offices and working in, well, prior to offices, I did other kind of shop type work and things. But I started life primarily in my business life in an office doing a manual stock record keeping. You know, my business career started before the internet, when a computer filled the room, not just filled the desk. It was, how can I describe it really? It was a world where paper was everything and everywhere. And I moved on in that career to various other companies, and eventually I moved into development and marketing and, you know, moved into a reasonable position in the corporate world. I stayed in a job for a very long time. I was in a job for 21 years, 1 month, 1 week. And it was a really enjoyable journey from a small, well, what was a family business, just coming out being a family business until I left it. It was a corporate company. It went from like £1 million or so when I first joined it to about 18 million when I finally left. So it was a really interesting journey being in that organisation and seeing the change of culture and process along the way. And obviously, changes of culture are not always pleasant. Sometimes it was painful. My move out of that came from a family choice. I was a late father. My wife and I had our only child when we were both 40. And we suddenly looked at our life and realised that this young child that we were bringing to the world was, while it was going to have a fine, it would have been an okay life living in London. I recognised that it wasn't kind of the environment I wanted for him. And I always tell this, you know, I looked out the window. We backed onto a park in North London, and I could see kids pulling up trees in the park. And I was thinking to myself, well, he's either going to be with those children pulling up those trees or fighting them. And this is probably not the best place to be. So we started looking around for somewhere to live. And it was an exciting time. We moved to Scotland. I would never have said I would have moved to Scotland, but we did. We ended up, I am now 23 miles east of Inverness. And I have a beautiful house by a river. And we moved in here and we renovated for a few years. And I got involved in local eco projects. I got involved with the local transition town when that was being set up. And I was part of the initial group that set that up. And I got involved with the business advice organisation locally here and started doing marketing advice and business startup advice. It was a fantastic time. We've been here now 13 years and I have had thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed my life living here. What has happened in that time, though, is that my initial impetus to move to Scotland and to move in this, and to live into this smaller area, was about having time with my young son at the time. He was 2 when we finally arrived here. And it was about having that experience of being a father that was actively involved in rearing of my family. And that has been a wonderful experience. It has been the meaning in my life, I think. But now my son is 15 and doesn't need me so much. And over the last few years, I have become more and more disillusioned with life or with something that was missing in my life. And I recognized it finally as meaning. You know, what is it all for? Why am I doing this? You know, I have to admit, I'm not beyond the joys of money. And I'm savvy enough to realize that money is a poor driver of endeavor. It is meaning that drives people. And for many years, I had no endeavor. And that's probably the last 4 years or so. I've had no real drive to move myself or my business forward. And partly of that, I think, is because I've become disillusioned with the overtly consumptionness of the success industry. To be successful requires consumption. And I kind of sit here looking at this wonderful planet we live on and think we're just consuming it. And I find that quite sad. And so that's what has driven me to try and find something new. As I said, for many years, I have drifted without endeavor because I couldn't really see where I wanted to go. I made enough money to keep the wheels turning, but not really enough to survive. And the struggle has been the lack of a big why. Why is it I do what I do? What is it all about? Well, I can tell you what it's about. I know why I do the marketing work that I do. A lot of it is all about my desire to help people move forward. It's the desire to give someone the tools that allows them to take themselves forward or achieve something more. And what I realize of late is that this podcast has the facility, has the possibility to bring my voice and the experience of others to a wider audience to help other people move forward. See, the big questions for me was like, what is life about? Why are we here? What is the purpose? You know, if making lots of money, eating, drinking, and making love is the sum total of what we're here for, then it is pretty hollow. So clearly, the point is, clearly, we have to be searching for meaning. We have to find meaning. I have to say, I didn't work this out myself, really. I guess I did by observation. I realized that it was the death of my father earlier this year. He died in February this year. He was an old man. He was 89 years old and he was really tired of life. He was ready to go. The problem was for him, and I'm going to repeat this a lot in this podcast, I guess, is that all sense of meaning had passed from his life. His health was failing him. His knees were failing him. So he couldn't get about as much as he liked. His eyes were failing him. And so, he was traveling, but he couldn't travel far. He was still driving at 89, but I think the writing was on the wall about how long he would be driving for. And so for him, life became an endless round of meals, TV, bit of shopping, some more TV, sleep, meals, more TV, bit of shopping, bit of sleep. You know, and I think it became quite a challenge, really, because he couldn't read anymore, so he had to watch television. And I think when you get to that stage, you know, when life has lost its meaning, it becomes tiresome. And I think that's what had happened for him. It had become tiresome. So given that I am not my father, how do I make sure I do not become him? That was what struck me when I observed the last few weeks of his life. So it is my duty, my job, to value this gift of life that I've been given. And it's my mission to find meaning in my life and express it through everything that I do. Wow. So I've just said that. I've just made that as a public statement. I will find meaning in my life and express it in everything that I do. It kind of led me into search for answers on this. And while I was searching about the meaning conversation, what I realized was is that this search for meaning is a really common problem. I've got quite a lot of wide friends, what with the social media connections I have and marketing connections all over the world. And I notice a lot of people who are successful are actually successful and still searching for meaning. They're actually wealthy beyond belief and really, really fed up. Because now they've got money, You know, before they were fed up without money, and now they're fed up with money. But that's the point about money. It doesn't make you, doesn't change how you feel. If you feel sad and lonely before you get rich, you will still be sad and lonely once you are rich. It's just you'll buy bigger toys to try and relieve the pain and boredom. And that's what a lot of people do. You know, human beings are very good at distraction and ignoring problems. So it's time to wake up and find a solution. And I think there are people out there that have found the solution, and I am going to talk to them. So the search is on for answers, and hence the birth of this podcast. Because I don't have the answers, and I don't have the best solutions, but I think I can find a few people that look like they do, and we can explore what that means to them. And in doing so, you can explore it too. So welcome to Life, Passion and Business, and I hope you stay with me for the journey, because we're going to have a blast.